It's been moved and seconded that the Board of Education approve a 3-year contract with Edgenuity Software for $95,500.
One of the most enthusiastic votes at the school board meeting was in favor of a contract to boost and continue the school's online classes. The classes range from U.S. government to Latin to game design. Over 200 Revilla, Fast Track, and Ketchikan High School students take them. They're provided by a virtual school called Edgenuity.
I really like what I see when I take the courses. They're different, and I've also have friends who thrive way more in the online environment than they do sitting in a classroom with a teacher and a professor, feeling like you are one amongst others. Well, in this online course, you kind of feel like you have a more one-on-one basis with your virtual teacher, but I really like seeing students do better with this than struggling in classrooms.
That was Paige Hosley, the student representative on the school board.
Paige.
Yes.
Scanlon.
Yes.
Radford.
Yes.
Beardsworth.
Yes.
Archibald.
Yes.
Law.
Yes.
Timmerman.
Yes.
The $95,000 3-year contract with Edgenuity was approved, and the timing is serendipitous. Just a few days before this meeting, Edgenuity announced that Ketchikan was the winner of a video contest held by the online school. 18 schools from around the U.S. submitted videos to Edgenuity showing how digital learning helps their students.
I'm an Edgenuity student. Growing up wasn't the easiest thing for me. By the age of 12, I was using all kinds of drugs and placed into my first treatment facility. By 16, I was in a locked-down juvenile jail for over a year. My life was definitely headed down the wrong path, and graduating from high school wasn't even a consideration. At that point, I made a choice to try one more time, and I was enrolled in my first Edgenuity class. Now, 2 years later, not only am I on track to graduate, but my GPA is strong enough that I am eligible for college scholarships. If it wasn't for Edgenuity, I would never have got to where I am today. It gave me the ability, motivation, and hope that I can make something of my life. I now believe I have a long life ahead of me and can't wait to see where it takes me. Thank you, Edgenuity, for setting me up for success.
Sammy Wright is one of 3 students featured in Ketchikan's video. Ketchikan was chosen as the grand prize winner, receiving a $5,000 technology grant.
You know, I kept telling the kids, our stories are good enough to win. You know, and I know that that's kind of cocky in a way, but I just knew, you know, who else is going to have these type of stories?
That was Mark Woodward, a Revilla online teacher who helped put together the video along with several student filmmakers. And it was the stories that impressed Edgenuity. Deborah Rayo is their vice president for core curriculum and one of 3 people who chose the video contest winners.
The video from Ketchikan is amazing. They showed us stories of students who were doing things with their current lives and preparing for their futures in a way that blended learning and online learning was making possible for them, and it was really inspirational.
Megan Dial is another one of the students featured in the video. Here's what she said.
By enrolling in Edgenuity classes, I have been able to create an accelerated pathway of success and maintain a strong 4.0 GPA. Now I'm going to graduate a full year early and attend a college-based apprenticeship in Louisiana. After graduation, I'm going to take over my parents' local business, Alaska Inc. Thanks to Edgenuity, my dreams didn't have to wait to get started.
Mr. Woodward helped Megan incorporate online classes in her schedule, making her goal of graduating early to pursue art possible.
She was like, look, everyone's throwing roadblocks at me. This is what I want to do, Mr. Mark. How do I make it happen? And we sat down one day, we came up with a plan, and she was like, fine, get out of my way. Here I go.
And the final person in the video? Trevor Shaw, who took online courses through Ketchikan's virtual school program, Fast Track. He graduated and became the 2nd youngest publicly elected official in Alaska, winning a seat on the school board. Wednesday night, when Edgenuity came up at the board's meeting,
I can personally vouch for the program considering I've used it.
So, what is the school district planning on using the $5,000 award for? Here's Mr. Woodward.
The kids really want a drone.
Yes, a drone. To use for filmmaking in the high school's media productions class, which Mr. Woodward teaches. Deborah Rayo at Edgenuity said she's never heard of using a drone for filming, but the fact that it was the student's idea makes her happy. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.